Well, also this week, researchers have shown that, for fact-based subjects at least, practicing a retrieval exercise produces better test results than concept mapping. Now, based at the Purdue University, Jeffrey Karpicker and Janelle Blunt run several tests on 120 college students in the US. In their experiment, they had students create a concept map from a set text and then tested the students on what they had learned. Now, a concept map, for those that don't know, is a sort of spider diagram with lots of lines linking up ideas and facts. And the concept map was actually developed in the 70s by Joseph Novak, and quite a few institutions now encourage its use. The researchers then had the students complete a sort of reading comprehension or retrieval exercise on the text, and then tested them on what they'd learned. So the students were essentially being tested on the test and then tested again. What they found was that the students performed better on the retrieval exercise than they did on the mind mapping exercise. And what's more, they retained the knowledge for longer if they learned using retrieval. So publishing in Science, the researchers claim that it's both the act of recall and the act of reconstructing knowledge that are key for learning. But if you're still a huge fanatic of concept mapping, you could, of course, combine the two by creating a mind map from memory. So if you want to do well in exams, just make sure you test yourself.
It's funny, because when you started saying all that, I thought, yeah, that's actually the way I've learned for my exams throughout my life, by writing something down and then trying to recite it and recall it and error-checking myself that way. If I couldn't recall it and I'd got the facts right, then I would do it again until I did.
Yeah, it's funny, actually. I always used to find that if I tested somebody else on the subject I was learning, I actually learned it much faster that way as well.
Well, they say the best way to learn something is to have to teach it.